Hello. Welcome to the AlexaCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com.
Welcome to episode number 19 of the AlexaCast. Today we're going to be talking about how can I use and share my Echo or my Dot or my Tap with my family, especially when it comes to to-do lists and grocery lists. And what happens if I've fallen and I can't get up? Yes, that's true. Alexa can come to the rescue. So first things first, let's get to this. This was sent in via voicemail, so let me play that real quick.
Hey, Dave. It's Cauldron from CauldronScript.com, a BDSM 101 podcast. And I had a suggestion for you on the AlexaCast podcast. Everything that I've listened to so far points or comes from a single individual. So I'm curious as how Alexa responds to multiple people living in the house and talking to it. Does it recognize each individual voice? And does it have multiple to-do lists or separate to-do lists and shopping lists for the different voices in the household? Just curious to hear how that all works. I could probably look it up and find it, but I thought it might be an interesting topic for an episode. Thank you so much, and I look forward to all of the upcoming episodes. Again, this has been Master Cauldron for CauldronScript.com, Unearth the Truth.
Thank you, Master Cauldron. Yeah, you can do this. Check it out. It's a little bit like, I'm trying to think of Netflix, where you have different profiles. You can basically go in, and this is all done via the app. You can add a user to the household. And you want to make sure the person you invite to your household is present. And on the left navigation panel in the Alexa app, select settings under account, select household profile. And then you basically follow the instructions for the second person to join your Amazon household. Now, during the process, pass your phone or tablet or laptop or whatever to the second person to enter their account information. You can also kick that person out. So when you remove a user from a household, you aren't able to add both user accounts to another household for 180 days. So keep that in mind. If you remove an adult by accident and want to re-add the user to your household, please contact customer support. So you can't be like, that's all right, we're breaking up. I'm kicking you off my Echo. And then the next day you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll add you back. Well, no, you're not. So don't be playing games with that. Basically, same thing. Go into the app, under settings, account, household profile, select remove next to the person you want to remove. If you're removing yourself, select leave, and then basically select remove from household to confirm that. And then what you do is after you set up a household, you can switch accounts between users on the Alexa device. So you simply say, you know, the name, right? The name, and click on switch accounts. And then when browsing content library in the Alexa app, use the drop-down menu at the top of the screen to toggle between the user libraries. And then if you're not sure which account you have on, you can just simply say, which account is this? And then she will basically let you know. Now, the other thing you want to do is when you add a second adult to your household, you are authorizing the adult to use credit cards associated with your Amazon account for purchases on Amazon. That could be really scary, especially if shoes go on sale. You may require a 4-digit code to say aloud when you confirm purchases with your credit card to require a confirmation code. Again, just go into the settings of your Alexa app and then select voice purchasing. But Cauldron, thanks so much for the question. And it's not something I have to deal with. I'm just, I've got me and the cat. But if Bernie wants his own account, I guess I'm not giving Bernie access to my credit card, so that's not going to work. But thank you for the question. I know I've said in the past episodes that Alexa is coming to the car in the future, but what if you go, I want Alexa in the car now? Well, I found a tool that'll let you do that. There's these, they're from Logitech. They're called Zero Touch, and they now have Zero Touch air vents, and one of them kind of clips on the air vent in your car. The other one, because sometimes you have like round air vents and things like that, doesn't work for those. So they have one that just mounts on your dashboard too. And what's cool about this is you can now, via your phone, connect to Alexa. So you could be in the car, and when you're like, oh, crap, hold on, Alexa, you know, clean out the cat box, add that to the to-do list, add apples to the grocery list, whatever it is. Or maybe you're coming home, and that's hilarious. My Alexa in the other room just added that to my grocery list. You're coming home. It's dark out. The house is all dark. You could be in your car and say, Alexa, turn on the living room. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? So to me, I like this, especially when it clips on the vent, because it would be easy to take on and off, and you could just take that with you everywhere. Because I just went to Florida last week, and it's so weird how you're used to having the ability to just say, add this to the list, add this to the shopping list, blah, blah, blah. And just, it's so cool. And then all of a sudden you turn around and she's not there. And you're like, oh, that sounds creepy, but it's true. So I like this idea. They go for about $59 and they come in different colors, of course, so you can match your car. But if you're looking to get Alexa out of the house, this is a cool way to do it. And I'll have a video out at the website, alexacast.com. All right, some of you might remember this commercial.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Well, now you can use your Dot, Tap, or Echo for a very similar feature using an app called Ask My Buddy. And so basically what would happen is, let's say you're 900 years old, you fell down, you can't get up for whatever's going on. You can basically ask your device, Ask My Buddy, to alert Mitch, Ed, Lisa, Bob, whoever, the kids. You can make a group, and it will send them a text message, an email, and it will call them. And the call is a kind of a robot that says, hey, so-and-so has fallen. You need to contact them. Check on them quickly. Now, the interesting thing I think about that, on one hand, is if you're nowhere near your phone, because if you were near your phone, you'd call somebody. So if they call you back, you're kind of screwed because you can't get to your phone because you've fallen and can't get up. But on the other hand, if you aren't near your phone, if you are old and you can't move, it's a pretty cool way. Because if I know I was playing with some things earlier and I said the A word, and I have the one that's sitting right next to me off, but the one in the other room picked it up and it's like, okay, I'll add that to the grocery list. I'm like, really? Seriously? I'm not even talking that loud and you're in the other room. So this would be a cool way to, you know, I'm pretty sure I could scream in my house and somewhere, you know, if I had one on the bottom floor or something, I think she'd still hear me. And so I checked this out. It is free to use. It costs them for every alert. So what they do is they have kind of like, hey, pay what you can option for those that really can't pay much. Then they do have an option where you can sign up for $10 a quarter, which is like less than $1 a week. And by doing that, you get more features, 120 messages per month, which means you're falling down a lot. 5 additional contacts. There's a Find My Phone feature, which we actually had a skill that we use. I use that, by the way. I've used that now 3 times where I can't find my phone. And I forget what the command is, but it's awesome. I love that. There's a disable alert. So if you've fallen and then you do get up, you could disable your alerts. And then you have multilingual alerts, so Spanish, French, Swedish, German, Portuguese, Italian. And then what happens if you don't want to stay on their kind of premium plan, you just go back to where you were. You have a maximum contacts of 5. Maximum total of alerts per month will return to 60. That's 2 a day. I mean, at what point do you become the old person that's crying wolf? And then all the languages go back to English. So for me, as someone who had a father who did fall down and couldn't get up, this would be handy. And if you're, you know, I could see where, especially for if you had an older person who really wasn't that tech savvy, it would be cool to set them up with Spotify and Pandora and their calendar and everything like that. And then they could just ask Alexa to do whatever they needed to. And now they have a way to say, hey, I've fallen and I can't get up. So it's called Ask My Buddy. You can find it at askmybuddy.net. And of course, it's an app in the Alexa app. So that is going to do it for this episode. And episodes will be much more frequently now. I was traveling. And then the other bad news is I got sick. I've actually still kind of stuffed up now. But thanks so much for listening to the AlexaCast. I do have a video on the no hands car tool that I was talking about. If you go out to alexacast.com/19, you will see that. So thanks so much for tuning in. If you are going to be doing any shopping at Amazon, do me a favor. This doesn't cost you an extra dime. Just go out to alexacast.com, click on the Amazon banner, shop to your heart's content, and we just get a little itty-bitty finder's fee for that, and it helps keep the lights on here at the AlexaCast. So thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll let Alexa have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.